Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Before we get to DJ Squirmalot, I wanted to tell Creator Club members that we have a brand new episode of Imagication with Peter waiting for you in your exclusive Creator Club podcast feed. Join Peter for a funny and relaxing float down a stream on a giant leaf and find out if he's gotten any better at his Australian accent. Probably not. Not a Creator Club member yet? Learn how to access at storypirates.com/podcast. And now, on to DJ Squirmalot.
What up, squirmy wormies? It's your worm, DJ Squirmalot, coming at you for my annual Thanksgiving mixtape. Am I excited this year because I'm hitting the road! That's right, the world's most famous DJ, who is also a worm, has decided to travel this Thanksgiving holiday. You know, the last couple of Thanksgivings, I decided to stay home. You know, a good old staycation! Just relax in my home dirt, wiggling around and stuff. But this year, I'm back in action, and I'm ready to head out on the road. I got the travel worm. That's kind of like the travel bug, but for worms. But where am I going, you ask? Well, to see my family, of course. I can't wait to see my little neph worms and eat my grand worm's delicious dirt pie. You know what they say, no worm makes it like grand worm. And I know what you're probably thinking, too. How does DJ Squirmalot like to travel? Does he fly first class? The answer is undoubtedly yes. But usually only when my costs are being covered by a big festival that has hired me to DJ. Since I'm traveling on my own dime this holiday season, I've decided that it's time for a good old-fashioned road trip. Here, check out my ride. Just gotta open up the garage. Behold, the Apple Core Cruiser! This baby is a pure hot rod speed racer, 100% a real Apple Core, with an engine strapped to the front and wheels attached to the bottom. I've been wanting one for years, and I finally just decided, DJ Squirmalot, you work hard! Last month, you DJed 5 nights in a row on the island of Ibiza. And when DJ Squirmalot plays a DJ set, he doesn't skimp on smashing that space bar. Buddy, you deserve to treat yourself. So I bought me my very own cruiser. And boy, am I glad I did. Here, I'll start it up so you can see what this baby can do. Okay, just gotta press this ignition button and... there! Hear that? That's the engine. And I can rev it like this, too. Cool, right? Ha-ha! So, to drive it, I just wrap my worm body around the core of the apple like this. I know the apple core is kind of turning brown, but that's just because it's a real apple. And now to just release the brake and drive. Check it out! I steer by leaning my worm head one way or the other. And I can do donuts in this parking lot. Okay, I gotta go pack for my trip. And while I figure out how to stop this thing so that I can do that, why don't you check out this first track on today's mixtape? From a 7-year-old in Colorado named Eason, here's Martian Mallows.
My name is Andrew, and I got a tale to tell about a time I saved the world from an alien invasion. One day, I was on my way to school when I saw something oh so cool in a park that warranted an investigation. It was an alien ship, like something out of a dream. When all of a sudden, aliens came out of running and began attacking me. What did they want from me? What did they want from me? Well, they went...
Marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. We want marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
That is what they want. Oh, oh, marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. We want marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. Oh,
oh. I managed to get away and to my school I made my... I got to my classroom and all my friends were there. But instead of class, they were having a blast in the middle of a paper ball fight. When suddenly the aliens arrived and they just started diving for those paper balls because they were all small and white. But soon the aliens noticed that the paper was not gooey trees. And before I could know it, the aliens refocused and again started attacking me. And they went,
marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. We want marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. Oh, the marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. We want marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what they want. That is what they want.
Things were so out of hand. Marshmallow demands. So I ran home from school to ask my mom what to do. When I got there, mom was at the stove. She said,
I'm making you your favorite marshmallow bread.
Oh no. And just like clockwork, the aliens came and knocked her over, overwhelmed by the smell of the bread.
What do you want?
So I turned to them and I said, are you finally satisfied?
No!
So I went to my backyard to ease my worried mind. I took a breath to do what I do best and I started to juggle. But I really did not think it through, cause my juggling balls looked like marshmallows too. And then before I knew, I was once again in trouble. I finally had enough, so I hatched up a brilliant plan. And ran back into my house, grabbed some marshmallows and pouts, and brought them back to where it all began. You want marshmallows?
Marshmallows!
So I got a magic
sword!
And I threw it quick into their ship and
pushed them to Mars.
Marshmallows, marshmallows!
They all came.
jumped, totally pumped, knowing I was about to win. As the ship floated high into the sky, I hoped I'd never see them again.
Whoa, way to spike that volleyball, Andrew.
Thanks. You know, I can't believe that whole alien invasion thing was a week ago.
Yeah, it's a good thing you got rid of them too, because honestly, this volleyball does look like a giant marshmallow.
You're right.
Ah! Marshmallows, marshmallows, that is what we want.
They came
back.
Marshmallows so badly? Well, I'll give you some marshmallows. How about this? Two bags of
marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Two bags in every ship. And as I came aboard, I had to make sure they took a longer trip. Oh, oh, oh.
Marshmallows, marshmallows.
And when it was my turn, then I slipped to their mothership and I pushed.
Come to Saturn.
The ships all started floating off the ground. All of them were Saturn. Never ever came back around. Yeah, they really never ever came back around again.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot, and that was Martian Mallows. Probably tell I'm out on the road. My road trip has begun. I really cannot wait to see my worm family for Thanksgiving. Maybe they'll even let me play another DJ set. Wait a second. I just remembered something. I actually have played a DJ set for my family during Thanksgiving before, and it didn't exactly go well. Did get that gravy. In fact, after that Thanksgiving, all my worm relatives specifically said to me, DJ Squirmalot, we love having you at Thanksgiving, but please, no more DJ sets at the dinner table. I'll be the first to admit that at first, I didn't take it well. Imagine someone, anyone, telling me, the greatest DJ of all time who happens to be a worm, that they don't want me to smash that space bar. People pay a lot of money to see me smash that space bar. Don't they know that? But I suppose a nice family meal with the Worm Fam isn't exactly the right time for loud club beats. This year, I promise not to DJ during dinner. We're gonna make sure Grand Worm gets all the gravy she wants. I'm coming, Grand Worm! And now, a quick word from Lee.
Hey, grown-ups! Join DJ Squirmalot for a huge free virtual party to celebrate the day after Thanksgiving. This Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're inviting all the Squirmy Wormies to hang out on Zoom for a Q&A, music, selfies, and more. Grown-ups, RSVP at storypirates.com/podcast. All right, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies. This next track is sure to get all the gravy bubbling. It's by a 6-year-old in New York named Sam. Here's I'm Toast Man.
Listen to a story about the bravest slice of bread who longed to leave his little loaf and see the world instead. The advice from other slices was to put those dreams to bed. Our hero's name is Pandy, 'cause Pan is French.
absurd. Of sandwiches and croutons, man, I hung on every word. Then a human hand appeared above to pluck two of us free. And he was the first to go, and the second one was me. I heard the stay-home slices say, as we both were borne away, they're toast, man. Carried past a kitchen full of wonders never seen, a freezer and a microwave and a dishwashing machine, when a great and gleaming monolith came looming into view, a shiny silver palace with slots on top or two. Well, the human wasted no time setting each of us inside. I was getting nervous, ready for a bumpy ride, but when we started moving, we were lowered slowly down to a cold and steely prison with darkness all around. Maybe I was wrong to ever leave my home. I thought we're toast, man. We're toast. Now, friends, I might seem mellow now, but then I was a mess. See, I panicked and I cried and I hollered in distress. I didn't know what was to come. Would I be baked or fried or grilled? When the room started to glow and the heat began to build, I was scared, man. It was then I heard a sound that I did not expect to hear. It was Pandy. He was laughing loud without an ounce of fear. I stared at him astonished as the room kept getting redder. I said, Pandy, are you all right? And he said, never better. He said, I finally got the thing I wanted most.
Toast, man! Can you believe it? I'm toast!
Well, pretty soon I realized that I was toast now, too. Well, there's no such thing as untoasting. Was nothing I could do. And if Pandy can be happy, well, then I can also boast. I'm the crunchy, crusty, warmest bread there is, man. Well, I'm toast, man. Yeah, I'm toast. Ooh, shrimp toast, milk toast, cinnamon sugar, all warmed up fun for your buffalo burger. Toast, man. Texas French or avocado, toasted bread's got a lot of bravado. Toast, man, if you didn't know. Melba, garlic, corn, bruschetta, I can't think of nothing better. Toast, man, toasted bread. Slather me with butter and jelly, it's a wholesome snack for a hungry belly. Toast, man, toast, man, you heard me? Don't forget it, I'm toast.
We will not go away.
Even though I'm four,
and I'm five,
we're both out here every day.
Outside the office building where census workers work. Do you know what census is?
Even though I'm four,
and I'm five,
we both love the census biz.
And we'll tell you what goes on in there.
Grown-ups count the exact amount of people in this country.
And though my sister and I are just four and five,
we dream to be census employees.
So we'll wait outside till they give us the time of day.
And we'll dream and dream of when we hear them say,
you two are the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first. We just need to be hired.
What's going on outside? This tomfoolery will not stand. I'm going to stop it. After all, I am the boss of the census. Who are you little kids?
Hi!
I'm Luna.
And I'm Jake.
I'm afraid I must forbid.
Oh.
Huh?
Two kids like you from hanging out where census workers work.
Are you the census boss?
Yes.
Even though I'm four,
and I'm five,
well, you need to hire us.
What?
You see, numbers are our favorite things. We dream to count the exact amount of people.
people in this country.
I've never had anyone so very young work for me as a census employee. There's no way this can be.
But sir, don't you see? There's never been a kid who thought that working at the census would be the best job in the world. Since me.
We wanna be the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the...
Stop!
What?
I have met a kid who thought working at the census would be the best job in the world.
Really? Who?
It's been years since I remember, but when I was 5 years young, I counted every person I could see just for the fun of it. And when I asked my mommy, do you think they'll hire me on sight? She said, son, come to your senses. You're too young to work at census. So I cried myself to sleep that very night. And dreamed to be the first kid to work at the census. Now I forbid kids from working at census. They'd be the first kids to work at the census. The first. Luna, Jake, you're hired!
Yay!
Come on, everyone, meet your new co-workers, Luna and Jake! Meet the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first.
Now we're the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first kids to work at the census, the first.
Hey everyone, we are your new co-workers.
I'm Luna and he's Jake.
So get ready to listen to us, because we've got some great plans.
We're gonna hit the streets
and count every person we can find. Come get your books,
notebooks, and pencils, and we can count together.
And remember, always start with
number one! I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. I'm squirming! That was The First Kids to Work at the Census by William, a 7-year-old in California. And great timing, I just parked my Apple Corps cruiser and arrived at my grandworm's house. I bet they're all waiting inside for me, cooking up delicious dirt pies. Everyone is going to be excited to see good old DJ Squirmalot. Guess I'll just knock on the door. Huh. No answer. Okay, I'll try again. That's weird. Why aren't they answering the door? Alright, let's just see if it's open. Hello? Grandworm? Nephworms? Where is everybody? Huh. The whole house is empty. And it doesn't even smell like anyone's cooking. What's going on here? Wait a second. What are those flashing lights coming from out back? Looks like they're coming from the garage. All right, I'm wiggling over there to see what's up. Okay, here we are. So many lights flashing through the door of the garage. They almost look like a light show? There's an incredible DJ set happening here in the garage of my grandworm's house! What? How? And who's up there on the stage DJing? Is that Mosh the Spacebar? Grandworm? This is blowing my mind! While I do that, why don't you check out a song by 6-year-old Monroe from Minnesota? It's called Blue Nights.
to?
Where?
Once every blue moon, everything the moonbeams touch turns blue. Once every blue moon, everything the moonbeams touch turns blue. It lasts for one whole joy.
That's me. This kitchen's nice. Take in the scene. There, in the distance, it's a plate, and it's clean. I know what I'll do. I may be dirty, but plate, will you? Will you be my friend?
Dirty and unclean. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Hello, water bottle here. Still dirty and disgusting. Look, a cup, and it's clear. I know what I'll say. Hey, cup, I know a bit dirty.
Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend?
I'm going to the cupboard today. A cup in a cupboard, ain't it the way a cleanly kitchen ought to be? I hate to be rude, but I really must leave. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Some of the time, but I don't like this kitchen scene, 'cause kitchen friends keep ditching me.
Hey, excuse me, but I'm a spoon, and these are my parents.
A knife.
And a fork.
We couldn't help but notice your song.
Why would you want to talk to me? I'm disgusting.
Oh, no, 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 none of that. Okay, you're just a water bottle. Everything in the kitchen goes through phases.
Sometimes you're clean, and sometimes you're dirty. It doesn't matter which you are, you're in the kitchen, so you matter. Yes, it's true. When you're something that serves food, your cleanliness will ebb and flow. You'll stink like trash or smell just like a rose. So,
will you be our friend? Will you be our friend?
Clean. We're all friends now. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. From Sylvia, a 9-year-old in New Jersey, here's the fun, crazy, weird hair store.
If you need a new look, come on down to the fun, crazy, weird hair store.
Weird hair store.
If you need a change, come on down to the fun, crazy, weird hair store. My name is Sylvia, and I'm on my way to go get my hair done. This is my friend.
Hey, girl.
She's coming with me, 'cause it'll be so much fun. We're leaving the
weird hair store. It's fun, crazy, and weird. So what can we do for you today?
We'd like the full treatment, please.
Did you say full treatment? Ooh la la. Well, first we're going to wash your hair.
Yay!
All right, now put on your bathing suits, 'cause we're going to go to the spray park.
If you need a new look, come on down to the fun, crazy, weird hair store.
Sparkling water or coffee.
We don't drink coffee. We're kids.
Sorry about that. I own a business, and my body is made entirely out of caffeine. Now take a deep breath and relax, because the robots will be here in 15 minutes.
We are the robots. We're gonna do your hair and take you for a whirl. We're gonna flip and twist those locks. Give you a bouncy curl.
Give you a bouncy curl.
Sylvia, I feel so pretty. So do I.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Day mixtape. My wormies, that last song was A Dinosaur Ate Me by Nula, a 5-year-old in Pennsylvania. And next up, here's a song from Calvin, an 11-year-old in Oklahoma. It's called The Amazing Adventure.
Beyond the horizon, whoa.
Earth to Ernie, what's going on?
Don't you ever wish you could leave this drawer and see the world?
Don't be silly, Ernie. We're sock puppets. Unless we're on the hands, we can't go anywhere.
What if we could?
Listen up, socks! I have an announcement!
What is it, Ernie?
Look!
What is that?
It's a plane! And it will take us out of this drawer to see the wonders of the world!
Oh, I'm not sure about this.
Look around, look around. There's so much to see out there. Much more than this drawer we share. Who will come along with me?
Boy, that thing looks scary.
It took many years, many years. But I planned and I built this plane.
All by yourself?
I'm licensed and fully trained. Oh, the places we will see.
You got a pilot's license?
We've never had a chance like this to go out and explore. To do what other socks have only ever dreamed. There's mountains, deserts, even moons, and so much more. Now who will be part of my team? Who will come with me?
I will.
Margo?
I will be part of your team! Let's rock and roll!
Okay! You all push the drawer open on the count of three. Then we'll fly.
Three, two, one,
let's fly! On the horizon,
whoa.
I wanna see every moon.
We'll be there soon. The mountains and deserts are waiting.
Beyond the horizon. Because we're headed to the biggest mountain in the world, Mount Everest!
What?
Look at that, look at that. A snow-covered mountain crest.
A climber that's on a quest.
I can do it!
And some goats. Now to the Sahara Desert.
Awesome!
Here we are, here we are. There's miles of endless sand. Hands could see us now, they'd surely change their tune.
Not laughing socks, but laughing socks, we're smart!
There'll be a celebration once we reach the moon. There's no turning back,
there's no turning back
once we start. Beyond the horizon.
Whoa.
I wanna see every moon.
We'll get there soon,
an amazing adventure.
My name is Sean, and on behalf of my fellow alien people, would like to welcome you to the moon. Here's a map, and feel free to connect to our complimentary Wi-Fi.
Cool.
Hey, Ernie, you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking, then yes. That the other sock puppets deserve a chance to take this adventure?
Let's go.
We'll be back, Sean.
And we saw the peak of Mount Everest and the camels in the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
That's so cool, Margo.
I want to go next.
Wait a second. I want to go next.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
I want to go.
Stop! Everybody calm down! There's no need to fight. There's a better way that all of us can go today.
Bring it out, Ernie!
Brand new Moonlighter Jet with 100 seats at your service.
Will there be lunch provided on this flight?
Yes, Rick. Okay, everyone, here we go.
Yay!
Beyond the horizon.
Horizon!
Whoa.
Whoa. We'll take a flight in just one night. An amazing adventure is waiting.
Beyond the horizon.
Thanksgiving mixtape. I hope that all of you are smashing that space bar with your friends and family this Thanksgiving, just like I am. Graham Worm, hit it! Oh, and here's a final song from 12-year-old Millie in Rhode Island. It's called The Perfect Horse. DJ Squirmalat out!
Derek, sweetie, are you coming to dinner?
We can't have dinner yet.
Why not, son?
I've been working on a presentation.
For school?
No, for both of you, actually. Take a seat.
You always say, Derek, you should go for your dreams. And I promise that my wish this time is not too extreme. Just listen, don't say no before you hear.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this can't be good.
I had this vision as I walked down the street. The thing we need to make our family complete. I've studied and I've trained about a year.
Trained for what? We just signed you up for karate.
And we know you'll say.
When did your friends get here?
When you're older, not today. But I'm almost grown up, time to saddle up. There's got to be a way. 'Cause I found the perfect horse. He lives in Springwood Farm, and I know that he's the only one for me. His hair is brown, his mane is black, and now there is no turning back. His name is Tivo, and he's the perfect host.
Derek, sweetie, this is a very thorough presentation. And Kevin and Greg, it's nice to see you.
I'm Ms. Weber.
But I really don't think...
Honey, I'm kind of intrigued. Derek, tell me more about Tivo.
Alan, what are you...
There's lots of different horses, but my Tivo's unique. With a star on his forehead and socks on his feet. He's very fun to ride, but also a little bit sassy. And I know you'll ask, what does Tivo eat for snack? Well, his favorite treat, the only thing that he'll eat are those red or blue freeze pops. Yes, I found the perfect horse. He lives at Springwood Farm, and I've already discussed a payment plan.
He chose a plan.
Yeah,
a monthly plan.
Fuzzy ears and a lovely smell. I could bring him in for show and tell. His name is Tivo.
I want him for me, oh, 'cause he's the perfect
horse. I'll always be the one to clean his stable
and brush his hair.
I can be his trainer, I swear I'm able.
Derek's mio. His name is Devo. Oh, I want him for me. Cause he's the perfect horse.
So, what do you say, Mom and Dad?
Well, during the second verse, your father made a phone call. Alan, bring him in.
Whoa, boy. Devo.